joined by Ed Skrine. Welcome to the attack, Ed. Nice to have you with us.
It's good to be here, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Not as well as you are, however. It's a pedal to the metal for you. Your career is in full bloom. You've been a star on one of the hottest television shows on cable in Game of Thrones, but you walk away from it, and now you're rebooting an entire franchise. So let's get into it a little bit. Transporter, wow. You're stepping right into the Frank Martin role. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was so much fun to shoot, you know. There were so many reasons I wanted to take the role on in terms of, you know, growth and learning and all of that. But, I mean, we just had a great time. I was on jet skis and driving cars and underneath aeroplanes. And, you know, it was, you know, as you say, it was pedal to the metal. And it was we had a great time. And I hope people have a great time watching it, you know.
I'm sure they will. You know, isn't that one of the cool aspects of performing is that, you know, look, everything doesn't have to be Shakespeare and everything doesn't have to be Arthur Miller and everything. It's nice to just be able to get into an action role and just kind of have fun and let loose and just let the movie take it wherever it goes.
100% I agree with you, my friend. I mean, for me, it's about yin and yang. It's about the balance, you know. And I went straight off a week later from, you know, doing this big high-octane adventure in the transport, and I went to do a tiny little Danish movie with 26 people in the crew, and we'd all ride in a minibus to work, and we did this ultra-realist stuff, and I was playing a fashion photographer, and, you know, going between the two of them really was the blueprint for how I want to move forward in my career. You know, I love the serious stuff, the visceral, emotional cinema, but, you know, I love the fun stuff as well, so, you know, it's wonderful to be able to explore both sides.
Oh, no question about it. But, you know, you are stepping into some pretty big shoes. Did you feel any additional pressure in going into this Transporter movie?
No, I mean, I think I'm in the right career because I really don't feel that pressure, you know. And even this weekend, you know, someone said to me, you're going to be watching the numbers and, you know, you're going to be on the phone and on the internet speaking to the marketing team. I'm like, nah, I'm going to be in the playground with my son. You know, I'm going to be, you know, doing jigsaw puzzles and kicking a football around the park, you know. So, you know, I love the craft and the shoot, and that's what's important to me. The pressure and all of, and expectations and stuff, that all just goes right over my head. That's for the marketing team to worry about, right?
Well, you know, that's a smart attitude to take, because most of that comes from the studios and, as you said, the marketing and all that kind of good stuff. If you're doing your job, the rest of it just takes care of itself.
Exactly, you know, and if you love your job, then, you know, it's all about the actual job. You know, I always feel like the shoot is mine, but once we cut and once we you know, once the film's finished and it goes out, it's for you guys to explore and to enjoy and you know, or not enjoy, and, you know, just to digest from there, you know, and you know, so it's for the rest of the world now. And
you know,
we worked hard. I'm proud of what we did, and it's great to give it out to the people.
Yeah, you worked with one of my favorite actors, Ray Stevenson. What was that like?
Ray, I'm Ray's number one fan. You know, he is such a charismatic, charming, intelligent, well-read, incredible man. And did you know that he is the most incredible painter as well?
No idea. I had no idea.
And not abstract. I mean, he can do the most beautiful portraits of they're almost like Turner pieces of the ocean with the sky and everything, and he's an incredible man, you know, and he's just great fun to be around, and he's full of surprises, and, you know, and you know, I learned a lot through working with him. He's obviously a lot more experienced than me, so it was just a joy to have him around, you know.
Well, you know, it's funny because he did the big cable series as well, but he's not adverse to taking on big action roles or small things as well. I guess you could go to school on that a little bit.
100%, you know, it's for me, that's what it's all about, you know. It's definitely, you know, he's a guy who's played Punisher, and he's also played Jesus Christ.
Yep, there you,
you
know?
Go. So that's certainly the blueprint moving forward, right?
Absolutely. You know, your background is not just acting. Your background is music as well. And do you find that one complements the other, or, as you said a little while ago, yin and yang?
Yeah, definitely. They definitely, you know, I think about everything in my life and feel like it was building up towards this craft because, you know, I come from an endurance sport background. Endurance sport, you just put the work in, you, everything is in the prep, you know, and you know, I'm a meticulous person. when it comes to, you know, conceptualizing about characters and working on the script, and, you know, also obviously when it comes to the training, you know, if you show me someone who works harder in training than me, then, you know, I'll salute him, you know, because I work so hard behind the scenes. And then, you know, I used to paint as well, and I studied fine art, so, and I used to love the conceptualizing, you know, the debates, and again, that helps with forming the characters and thinking, you know, open-minded about you know, concepts of creativity. And then aside from that, you have the music, which you know, especially existing in the underground, you know, it taught me a lot of, you know, about my work ethic and sort of, you know, you gave me a sort of romance for art rather than a need to be, you know, to be on a pedestal and to be up there. And so it made me focus on the heart of the art rather than all the jazz and glitter that surrounds it. And, you know, existing in the underground until I was like 26, well, I mean, until I'm like, you know, pretty much 30, but, you know, existing in the underground before I moved into the craft of acting was a wonderful thing because, you know, I don't get overexcited by all the jazz, you know, and I just love my job.
That's interesting because you mentioned the music, you mentioned the art, you know, you have a family as well. It seems as if you've gone from the rebel phase, you know, where everybody explores and everything, but it's helped stabilize the rest of your life. And it seemed as if, and you've been very quiet about it up until recently, that it was an unstable situation at Game of Thrones, and that's why you walked away from it.
Yeah, I mean, every situation is complex, and in this industry, everything really seems, you know, straightforward on face value. But, you know, it was a complex situation. It was difficult, you know. It certainly wasn't as simple as me just walking away. You know, I really wanted to continue, and he's such a great character and all of that, you know. But, you know, they're doing pretty well without me. I think that they're surviving without me, and I'm surviving without them. And, you know, it was a shame. I would have loved to have continued. And, you know, I wish them all the best and hold nothing but love in my heart for those guys.
Well, very diplomatically put. you know, these things happen. You know, it's funny, though, you talk about your versatility. You've got a comedy up next, and then you're actually playing a villain after that, after playing the good guy. So, you know, let's talk about that for a couple of secs before we let you go.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's all about that. You know, I've actually got four movies. So I've got The Transporter, you know, which is obviously coming out tomorrow, and then I've got Kill Your Friends, which we're taking to Toronto, which is a black comedy. And then I've got a beautiful little Danish movie, The Model, which is, you know, a wonderful little heartfelt, emotional, calm and slow art house movie. And then we've got Deadpool, which is this big crazy Marvel movie, obviously, but where, you know, I'm playing the villain and was you know, able to work with such incredible people as Ryan Reynolds and Tim Miller and TJ Miller, you know, the funniest man I've ever met, and you know, Gina Carano and all of these incredible people. And it was such a joy to be a part of that. And, you know, as I keep repeating at this stage where I need to learn, I'm so lucky that I seem to be getting in these situations where I can learn, you know, and I'm very open to it. So I'm at a very optimistic stage, and I'm very thankful for what's happened so far.
Well, you've learned a lot, obviously. Did you learn that perhaps the dinner lady, P-I-M-P, was not the best name to choose?
I love seeing it. I've been in doing the U.S. press, and I love it when people bring it up because I think it's so ridiculous, because it was just a tiny little nickname we used to mess around with. You know, that's the wonderful thing about the internet, man. You know, everyone. I love the internet. Bless the internet. You know, and it makes me laugh so much. You know, it used to make me laugh back then, and it's such a silly thing now. But, you know, yeah, it's really funny to hear you say that.
I had to ask, man. I looked at that and I was like, no. Well, listen, I want to keep you on schedule. Just give us the information again on The Transporter Refueled before we let you out the door.
So Transporter Refueled comes out in cinemas and IMAX September 4th, which is tomorrow. And, you know, go out there and see it. It's a roller coaster ride.
Well, good luck with the franchise. It was great having you on board, and we'll get you back down the line. Thanks, Ed.